The Apocrypha Chronicles. Episode 6, The Show.
Gardener's inventory, rain barrel carrying the law of the equinoxes. At the equinoxes, those who wish to travel may enter their new spheres. In keeping with tradition, they respect their new home by isolating themselves. To be greeted at that time when the night and the day are equal. So too will they be equal in their new sphere. They, like the rains, travel. News of their journey will be kept in the hydrologic cycle, from the oceans to the clouds, raining down on the earth from mountains and the valleys. And to the rain barrel, where each step of the journey nourishes the garden of their new home.
Artist identification protocol active. Please identify yourself.
Yes. Here's a little something new.
You may enter the Eriskurna.
All right, let's get this stuff booting up. Junior Archivist Hyphene, personal log, date, Tamhitlen, 2156. Yep, equinox is here. I went home as Lars suggested, to auntie and uncle, you know what I mean. Hard to believe it's been home now for 4 equinoxes. I guess I miss my other home. My home sphere. Probably not the best time to turn on the biosynth. Who needs to hear sad music, right? I know what Otoro-san would say. He would say, sad music is a balm for the soul. I miss him. I'll Myco him and Dad a message later. Hopefully we can commune soon. I can't believe people used to be able to actually see each other's faces on the old digital net. Like, whenever they wanted. I can't help but wonder if it was wise to give everything up the way we did. I know our ancestors had their reasons, and I know Lar is right, and things are better now. And if we hadn't changed, maybe I wouldn't even be here right now. It's funny to think, the development of Mycotech made it all possible, and now, here I am, making a personal log entry, and I'm about to start talking about how the fungi have developed a mind of their own. Reminds me of some of the old books and records I've read from the digital age and the experiments with artificial intelligences. I mean, in our stories. Roses, if we can manage to get the Many Nations Council to realize there's a fungal intelligence, I'm sure one of the first things they'll think of is how much our ancestors feared the old AIs. How are we even supposed to tell the Council about an FI? Even if they believe us. Even if we figure out how to let them hear the FI speak, will they believe there's a new threat coming? A new pandemic? Pause recording.
Ait Sweel, Hyphene.
Elder Armillaria.
You never call me that.
I'm feeling pensive today.
Because it's equinox.
Yeah.
Missing home.
Yeah.
But mostly you're nervous about having to participate in the show this evening. Did you feel this way in your home sphere as well?
Kind of. But I had to be at the show. I couldn't let my dads down. And that doesn't mean I'm not afraid of letting down Shireen Auntie and Jim Uncle. It's just that, now that I'm here, in the archive, it's where I'd rather be.
Well, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm less confident that you should feel secure here.
What do you mean?
Ever since I started poking around, trying to find signs of the parasites that the FI was talking about, I've sensed that people are skittish because of what I told them. The other tenders are speculating about the existence of an FI. Some of them sound almost hostile at the idea. And, as I feared, I've sensed people talking about the Harisgurna, how it's creating a problem in the sphere.
What's the problem?
People don't like change, V. And they see you as a source of all this. This is my fault. I've not properly expressed to them the way you have with the old tech, and what a benefit that has been. I'm going to try and settle their fears. In the meantime, prepare for tonight. Go over the verses. In all my time as chief gardener, I've not been asked to prepare a special performance for the incoming travelers.
Yes, Elder.
I don't think I need to tell you just how important it is that you be there tonight, and that you be ready.
Yes, Elder.
Go on. Center yourself.
Resume recording. Things are complicated. If the thought of an FI spores people out that much, then maybe it's better if I just keep this all to myself? Just forget about the FI for a bit. Just pretend it... Oh, your attention. Sweel? F.I. F.I. Connectors?
Shpatsu no jiki wa.
I get it. This is another bit of the time capsule. Weird way to say hi, but still. F.I. Did you choose this one for me?
Our time to make change.
We're gonna go through this together. It's gonna be bad. We know it's gonna be bad, but let's take care of each other. Let's look out for one another.
I remember then and now.
And now, have we got yours?
What?
Have we got it?
Yes, you do. But why didn't you just talk to me, like you are doing now?
You humans do not talk for important things.
Huh? What do you mean?
We have been sensing. When you humans make big decisions, when you tend all your connections, you do not talk. You perform. Like these ones.
Like the time capsule people?
Are they not humans too?
Well, yes, they were. But let me see if I'm sensing this properly. You've been listening, and you've sensed the weekly performances of the show. You've sensed that's where all the decisions get made.
Correct.
Well, you're not wrong. Oh, I see. So you have kept on playing these performances from 2020 because you thought it would get my attention.
And have we not got it?
Yes, you win.
We win?
Never mind. Look, the reason we have the show is because back when this capsule was made, and in the years that followed, when we couldn't perform during the three great pandemics, we realized how much a part of us it is. How human it is.
That is easy to sense.
What do you mean?
It is in our nature to spread through the ground and connect. It is in your nature to perform with each other. That is how you connect and grow and thrive.
We also connect by talking and sending transmissions through the Myconet.
That is talking.
So, you identified performance as an important aspect of our society, and you chose to communicate with me using those performances. Because you thought it would make me listen.
Yes.
And you really want me to warn the others about the Eaters. and convince them to find a way to deal with the eaters.
Yes.
And you want me to do all this in a performance.
Yes.
Are you in cahoots with Lar or something?
What?
No, never mind.
The eaters are growing stronger.
I want to help, but we need your help too. We need to prove that the parasites are a threat.
The eaters are still too small and too far for you to see, but they are there. Act now, before the problem becomes too large to manage, as it did in the digital age during your human pandemic.
Ikeswheel? I'll share with the others. F.I. Shoot. Technically, these time capsule materials are part of our digital archive now. I could perform them at the show. Like that song the FI just played me with the poem about autumn. Nomi hoseba koppu sukashite aki akeru. I empty the glass. Through it, early autumn. I wonder how the biosynth would sound with this. Nomi hoseba koppu sukashite aki akeru. Or that other song. The ocean is split. What do you want from me? Pulling me down to see your world.
Dear one, are you ready?
I've been practicing.
That's good.
I don't know how we'll ever be ready, though.
Each moment in the myconet, in the fungus sphere, is a moment of now. All of history is attached to it, and all of the future exists in it. You have all that you need to meet the challenge. And we have an important task. Now, play me something.
Well, there is something. What do you think about this?
Mm-hmm. sun is split. What do you want from me? Pulling me down to see your world.
How do you know that song?
My aunt taught it to me. She learnt it from my great-grandmother, who learnt it from her best friend. We are Musqueam, but this friend, she was from the Gitxsan Nation. They journeyed through and around the Three Sisters before the Eorton pipes were ever played in those mountains. How did you come across it?
It's from the capsule.
Well, I never. Can it be that the FI has stumbled onto the origins of this song?
Just think of the stories and cultural artifacts we could find if we could work together with the FI. We need to help the FI.
We will. I promise, dear one. Just as soon as I find a way to confirm the existence of the parasites.
We can't wait. A fungal pandemic would wipe out our ways. Without the fungi, how will we feed our communities? How will we commune?
I'm not sure.
This is the only way, Lar. We must act. You know that.
I do know. I don't want to lose everything we've built, but to interrupt the equinox.
It's not an interruption. It's a continuation. The council wants us to share what we have found in our job archiving the past. Maybe no one realized that was actually an active job and not just logging away tidbits and factoids. We will show them what we have found. We have a duty to our sphere and our future ancestors.
So wise and so young. I just worry about what this will mean for your future and the fate of the Eriskorna.
We'll be fine. You're a good gardener.
What would you like to do?
I have an idea. You already went to the other gardens to find out about their ecosystems, correct?
Yes, and I was met with much resistance.
Well, I've had a look at all their mycoports, and you're right. They seem to be functioning fine, but I want to take them offline.
Roses! Why?
In fact, I think we should take the whole myconet offline.
Roses!
For as long as it takes to stop these eaters and make things safe for the FI.
How long would that be?
I don't know. For that, we would obviously need the council's blessing. But if we just shut down a few mycoports tonight, well, that would give the FI a chance to regain strength. And no one will notice the net is offline. With the travelers arriving for Equinox, everyone will be gathering early at the clearing. Maybe that pause in the myconet will be enough to allow the FI the strength to present itself at the gathering. Remember how it felt when we first heard its voice? I really think if the FI can be a part of our performance tonight, the council will have to listen, or at least it'll make them think really hard.
But how would the FI speak at the clearing, especially if the myconet is down?
It seems to be able to control digital tech. It's safer for the FI than the myconet. And it knows us. It knows how to find us.
I have a growth compound I could use to help feed the FI. Maybe graft something together quickly?
Perfect. It first showed up in those AirBots, right? Well, I've been working on this tech. I think it's an old computer speaker. We can hook this into my biosynth. The digital translation of the signal will allow the FI to speak and amplify it so it can be sensed.
If we can just get the others to sense it...
Then they'll have to understand.
They will. This is good. This is good work you've done.
It's for our future. Anyone would do it.
One thing I've learned from my time at the Eriskorna. That wasn't always the case. It's very brave of you to embark on this.
See, you're not the only one who knows about bark.
If we didn't have to focus on getting all this ready, I'd make you dredge the pond for that.
Lucky me. Let's get to it.
I remember.
We're slowly rebuilding a different life now.
You'll be reborn again. Having that really, like, shock, almost like a snap of a ruler, or like ripping off a band-aid really fast.
Being here right now, I'm feeling very comforted. I'm feeling very thankful.
All I want to do is sing and move and create.
Act. Act now. Don't wait. Act. Act now. Don't wait. Act. Act now. Don't wait.
Sense this. I just put together samples from each of the gardens. When you look at them together, the record is all there. You can see it being born.
The FI?
I think so. Sense this. You can see it in the growth patterns. Every leaf, every berry, every bough of cedar.
It was growing this whole time.
And what's more, I can see the eaters. Those lobster outbreaks. The parasites. They develop just after the emergence, and it's fended on and off whenever the myconet is paused for tending. There's a break. But when we bring it back online,
the FI loses strength.
If these eaters can harm the myconet, or the myco-remediation compost, or the gardens, we can't risk that. You're right. We must pause the myconet long enough to bring it back to safety. To give this FI a chance.
I just hope the others will see.
Oh! Something from the council.
I sensed it too. Time to go.
Gather the supplies. And here, take this cup. I made it for you.
What is this? Chicory?
No. Something to take the edge off. You can sip it as we travel.
It's not gonna make me all wacky, is it?
No. It's just an infusion of chamomile, grand fir, and a little help from our fungal friends. Something I've tended since the beginning of my time here. I know in the Arisgorna, we can feel untethered to the places we come from. But this is as much your home as any place. It will ground you.
Tiathalma, Elder.
Gather your things. Let's set off.
Listen to that. The winds must be strong in the mountains today. The Aorton pipes are so loud. Maybe a good omen?
Let us hope.
Do you ever get nervous?
Not for a long time. When I was younger and newer to my role as chief gardener, tender of the medicine, I was less assured. But participating in ceremony helped prepare me and gave me a new well of courage to draw upon. And the earth's expression, running that through me, well, I appreciate that chance to share my sense of being with our connectors, as it were.
I guess I wish I had a way a way to feel that courage.
Courage doesn't equal confidence. You are indeed courageous to take on this message for the FI.
Playing on the biosynth, well, it doesn't even feel like playing. It's just a part of me.
I think the same could be said for any of our artful endeavors. And maybe you're ready for a new instrument. On the other side of this, I'd love for you to help me build onto the garden and the Eriskorna, if you're interested.
Can you do that?
I'm the chief gardener, of course I can. I've been considering an expansion for the exterior archive, where all the metals and objects of industry are.
Yeah, it always looks a little bleak there.
Rust and tarnish are their natural ways. But we can live with them in equilibrium and celebrate all their states.
Yeah. And you know, you could almost adapt it to another section of the Rainfall Marimbas. I wonder what that would sound like.
You should take it on. Find out.
How can we trust that the FI will come?
They must. To survive, all we can do is create the right conditions. Here we are.
Whoa! Did you sense that? Wait a second. The speaker. It's not plugged in, though.
Unexpected pleasures. Unimagined joys.
Then and now.
The place I've discovered is the little core inside me. And it's all I need.
It is plugged in. As you said, through you and me and this forest.
Maybe I'll just turn it up?
Hold on tighter.
Listen. We are here. We must convince your relations to ease it for us. Can we?
We can. We will.
That growth compound must have done well. Let's go to the Gathering Grove. You should turn on your biosynth.
Will the council sense it? Will they make the right choice?
We must be hopeful that they will. The gift of the present is made by hand. We feel from the earth. Go, my dear one. I will follow you.
Showtime.
Plant has sustained us. It has provided, welcomed us, comforted us.
We're gonna go through this together. You know, let's take care of each other. Let's look out for one another.
Arms really tightly gripped around you, and you breathe together.
Something's changing. A renewal and possibility.
Something's happening. I feel hopeful. I feel scared. I feel energized.
The moon is shining. The air is still. And the future lies before us.
Are the Apocrypha Chronicles. Episode 6, The Show. You heard Ray Takei as Fee, Renai Moriso as Lar, Mela Pietro Paolo as the Fungal Intelligence, and Stephanie Wong as the Myconet Computer Voice. Original music by Benton Roark and Jessica McMahon. Directed by Stephanie Wong. Written by Jessica Schacht and Paolo Pietro Paolo. Audio producers, Natasha Aziz and Paolo Pietro Paolo. Creative producer, Melanie Yates. Executive producer, Debbie Wong. artistic directors Debbie Wong and Benton Roark. This project was produced by Renaissance Opera as part of IndieFest 2020. You also heard I Empty the Glass, an original song by Taya Kasahara, and Three, an original song by Benton Roark and Luke Hathaway, and Catching Spirit, an original song by Raven Grenier, commissioned by Renaissance Opera. For further details, please visit apocryphachronicles.ca. Very special thanks to Victor Guerin for sharing his knowledge of the Hunkaminam language, and to River Blondin Burt for their contributions to world building. This podcast was produced on the stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. The Apocrypha Chronicles was made possible through generous support from the City of Vancouver, Creative BC, and the Province of British Columbia. Renaissance Opera acknowledges the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. We also acknowledge the Government of Canada's support for IndieFest. Thanks for listening to the Apocrypha Chronicles.
Leave of the dead, three black feathers and save your breath. Three black feathers gone to ground by dead, fall asleep and look around. Three black feathers gone to ground by dead, fall asleep and look around. Three rusty nails from the rotting tree of life, a nurse log, don't ask me. How do you ask, Lever? How do you ask, Lever? How do you ask, Lever of the dead? Three black feathers and save your breath. Three black feathers gone to ground by dead, fall asleep and look around. Three rusty nails from the rotting tree of life, a nurse log, don't ask me. Leave of the dead, three black feathers and save your breath. Three black feathers gone to ground by dead, fall asleep and look around. How do you ask, Lever? How do you ask, Lever? How do you ask, Lever of the dead? Three black feathers and save your breath. Three black feathers gone to ground by dead, fall asleep and look around. Three rusty nails from the rotting tree of life, a nurse log, don't ask me. How do you ask, Lever? How do you